in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation.
Supernaturally, take me deeper. I'm tired of the status quo. I'm tired of my current level, because there is more in you. There is more. I press. Paul said, I press for the prize of the high calling. I change levels tonight. Take me deeper. Throw me. I want you to sit and pray it. I refuse to remain the same way I came. I refuse to remain the same person I came.
Ezekiel 47 verse 3, it says, and when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the ankles. Again he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The waters were to the knees, and he measured 1,000 and brought me through. The waters were to my loins. Afterward he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. I want you to lift up your voice tonight. Now you can see different levels of the waters of the Spirit. You can see different levels of the waters of the anointing, the waters of God's presence and power, different dimensions. They say he measured 1,000 cubits. It was initially at the level of his ankle. The river was ankle deep. He measured 1,000 cubits, and then the thing increased. It was to the knee. It became knee deep. Some of you are at ankle deep dimension, ankle deep level. Some people are at knee deep. He said he went on, measured 1,000. It was to the loins. And then he measured 1,000. It became a river. Ezekiel said it became a river that I could not pass over, except I swim in it. You see, there is a swimming dimension to this thing. beyond the ankle deep level, beyond the knee and the loin deep, there is a river dimension. Jesus said, he that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Am I communicating? You are going to lift up your voice, irrespective of your current level of operation, irrespective of your current level of grace. You are living here with a grace you didn't come here with. Something must come upon you tonight, irrespective of your current level of the anointing, the current dimension of glory operation, the current dimension of the spirit you are in, the dimension, the level of glory that you have experienced, that you have functioned in it. God is saying there is more, and he has come to shift you to that higher dimension. He has come to release that more. He has come to promote you. I'm telling you, tonight is a night of promotion. God is shifting you, supernatural shift. It's an abomination to remain the same way you came. It's an abomination, an anathema to return empty-handed. I want you to lift up your voice. Father, shift me supernaturally. Promote me. Move me higher. Measure 1,000 cubits. Move me from ankle deep to knee deep. From knee deep to loin deep. From loin deep to the river dimension. I want to swim in glory. I want to swim in glory. Let the river of your glory flow. Let the river of your glory flow. Let it flow mightily in this place. Makabate suletila. Randega premose peletea. The Bible says, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell. The Holy Ghost embrace all that had him. The Holy Ghost is here embracing people already. It's a womb embrace. It's a destiny defining embrace. It's a life changing embrace. Onda barasufrahatia. Your level is changing tonight. Something is dropping upon you. You didn't come blow it. Ile filo baraso fetila kapataya. Imbrakata. There is heavenly electricity in this place. Mandapola sabataya. There is fire in this place. The fire of his glory. The fire of his presence. And I'm telling you, your life will never remain the same. Oh Father, thank you for your majestic presence and glory. Thank you, because indeed it's going to be a life transforming, destiny defining encounter with Jesus tonight. Indeed, it's going to be a harvest of the miraculous, avalanche of miracles. We acknowledge your presence, we reference, we honor you. With us and do for us what no man can do, what no other God can do. Show yourself mighty in this place. Transform us, shift us, promote us. Heal sick bodies tonight. Deliver the oppressed. Deliver even those that are oppressed in their mind, oppressed in their body. Maliko barakataya. Prosper the poor, empower the weak, grant wisdom to the confused and the foolish. Let there be notable transformation, miracles, signs and wonders to the glory of your name. At the end of the day, let your name be glorified in Jesus' name. Clap your hands, oh you people. Come on, can you shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph? Come on, shout glory! Hallelujah. You might be seated in heavenly places. Hallelujah. You're welcome to April Miracle Healing and Impartation Service. It's also a communion service, a blood drinking service, a flesh eating service, and a blood drinking service. We'll be feasting on the roasted lamb, Jesus, the Lamb of God, slain before the foundation of the world. We'll be drinking of his blood and be eating his broken body and activating all the blessings and benefits of the new covenant in his blood as a result. Am I communicating? Because Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. The communion, the Eucharist, is one of the sacrament handed over to the church, the early church. Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. It's part of our rituals. We too, we are ritualists. We they drink blood, but this time around, the blood of Jesus. We they eat flesh, this time around, his broken body. Am I communicating? He said, as often as you drink this cup, as often as you eat my broken body, he said, you show my death. In other words, you reveal, you manifest all the blessings and benefits of his sacrifice, his sacrificial death. Am I communicating? We activate all the blessings of his death, burial, and resurrection by partaking of the communion. Am I communicating? Very important. A word of exhortation. Isaiah 53 from verse 1. Isaiah 53 from verse 1. Title this, The Bloody Report. The Bloody Report. Somebody say the Bloody Report. Yes. Oh yes. There is a bloody report concerning your life and destiny. There is a bloody report concerning your health, concerning your finances, concerning your family, concerning your business, your career. There is a bloody report soaked in blood, dipped in blood, the blood of the eternal covenant, the new covenant in his blood. And we are going to be looking at that report and the content of that report and why you must put your faith in that report, not what is happening. Am I communicating? Don't put your faith in happenings. Put your faith in what? The bloody report concerning the finished works of Christ. The bloody report concerning his sacrifice for you. The bloody report concerning his vicarious death, his painful suffering, shameful suffering. The bloody report concerning his burial, his resurrection, his ascension, his enthronement at the right hand of God the Father. Am I communicating? Isaiah said, who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Next verse. Verse 2. Kito borasa baladia. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness. When we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. Next verse. It says, he is despised and rejected of men. Can you see? Jesus was despised that you will be esteemed. Am I communicating? On that cross, he was despised. He was rejected of men. Jesus suffered rejection so that you will be accepted in the beloved. Am I communicating? No wonder in Ephesians 1, he said, he has made us accepted in the beloved. Am I communicating? He said, to say this with me, Jesus was despised so that I will be highly esteemed. Jesus was rejected so that I will be accepted by men. So your days of rejection are over. Jesus took away your rejection. I'm showing you the content of that bloody report. Mande bora balataya. He died a very shameful death on the cross. How many of you are, you know, thank God we are in Easter period. Next week Sunday is Easter, right? Glory to God. And you know, within this week, you see they'll start playing Jesus's film, Jesus's movie, right? And then you see how they crucified him with those Roman nails, terrible nails. You will see how he hung on that cross. And then, for social reason, in the Jesus movie, you will see something like apron or towel to cover his private part. But do you know that is not how it is in the Bible? Jesus was crucified stark naked. There was nothing covering him. The goal in crucifixion is not just to kill the person. The goal in crucifixion is to disgrace the person. In the Roman Empire, that was how they dealt with criminals. They don't just kill them or cut off their head, they crucify them. Crucifixion is the height of shame. It's the height of shame. The goal is to shame and disgrace the person pro max before the person finally die. And usually when they crucify people in the Roman Empire those days, they don't die immediately. It usually take up to 24 hours, sometimes 48 hours before they die. Am I communicating? The Bible said, Christ has redeemed us, Galatians 3:13, from the curse of the law. And the curse of the law is summarized in three things: sickness, poverty, death. That's the curse of the law. In summary, it is what? Sickness, poverty, and death. And both the sickness and poverty, they are in partnership with death. They finally hand over their victim to death. Because the goal of sickness is to finally kill the victim. The goal of poverty, the Bible says the destruction of the poor is their poverty, is to finally kill the person. We kill the person with hunger, with famine. Am I communicating? Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. How was he made curse? In the law of Moses, the Bible says, curse is everyone, it is written, curse is everyone that hangeth on a tree. And the cross was made from a tree. Am I communicating? He said, curse is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Next verse. He says, to what end? Is that full stop? No. It's a colon. He said, that the blessing of Abraham might come. In other words, this is the purpose why Jesus became a curse on the cross. This was the purpose. This is the goal. To this end, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So Jesus on that cross, he took upon himself all our curses, generational curses, ancestral curses, curse of the firstborn, curse of all manner of curses. The Bible says he was made curse with our curses. Jesus took upon himself all our sickness. He was both our sin offering and our sin bearer. Am I communicating? He was both the scapegoat and then the live goat that was later killed by the high priest. We saw it in Leviticus 16. How many of you remember when we taught on that? Glory to God. That's a great day of atonement. Those two goats, they are typology of Jesus as both our sin bearer and our sin offering. You know, the scapegoat, they will confess all the sin, the national sin of Israel on the scapegoat. Then they release him into the wilderness to be devoured by wild animals. That was how Jesus, oh, no wonder, John the prophet, God opened his eyes while he was baptizing people. He saw Jesus coming. He said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. That's a picture of him as our sin bearer, as our scapegoat. And then the Bible says he died for our sin. He offered his soul as an offering for sin. That is Jesus as our sin offering. Mandabaya. So Jesus dealt with both the nature of sin and what? The acts of sin by his sacrifice. Him who knew no sin, 2 Corinthians 5:21, God made to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ. It's a made-made thing. It's a made-made thing. Shateko barakata. And guess what? When Jesus dealt with the sin problem and fully settled it, he also dealt with all the consequences of sin. Sickness, poverty, death, frustration, failure, pain, suffering. They are all resultant effect of sin. Jesus paid the price for sin and all the consequences of sin. There is nothing you can ever pray for that or ask for that Jesus has not already paid the price for. In fact, it is on the basis of his sacrifice that you make demand. You stand in that blood sacrifice. Hey, you stand in blood, the blood of the covenant, and you make demand. Am I communicating? If they ask anything in my name, are you believing God for healing? The price has been paid. That you can make demand in faith on your blood-bought inheritance, on your blood-bought healing, your blood-bought prosperity, your blood ayagabatizo, your blood-bought success. Everything that pertains to life and godliness, his blood has paid for it, including you yourself. No wonder the Bible says, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. He purchased you at the cost of the blood of Jesus, the blood of the everlasting covenant. Am I communicating? Manda pola sida kabrandaska. I'm showing you the content of that bloody report. Mandebosa. There is a document in the archives of eternity. It was soaked in blood. There is a bloody report. Am I communicating? He says, who has believed our report? Go back again. Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? And I said, the same person. The same person that believes that bloody report of the finished work of Christ, of all that he has accomplished for us through his suffering, his death, his burial, his resurrection, his ascension and enthronement, glorification. The same person that believes that bloody report, we see the power of God revealed in your life. We see the power of God revealed in your circumstance. Am I communicating? The problem with many Christians is that we have put our faith, we have believed the wrong reports. We have believed every other report minus this bloody report. We believe the report of our banks. We believe the report of medical doctors. We believe the report of the economy. We believe the report of men. The Bible says if we accept the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. If we believe the report of men, if you believe the report of the doctor that says you have HIV, you have cancer, you have hepatitis, the Bible says the report is greater. The doctor is speaking to the limit of his knowledge, to the limit of his understanding. When they say this disease is incurable, when they say this diabetes cannot be cured, we can only manage it, we can only regulate the sugar, but we can't take away the disease. They are speaking according to their level of knowledge. But there is a God in heaven, the monarch of the universe, the one that created even the doctor, the one that created your bankers that are sending you bank statements that your account balance is 2 naira 50 kobo. You believed it, but there is a greater report. There is a greater report. You must shift your faith from believing in the report of men. He said, if we believe those factual information from men, how much more God, who has believed our report? That person will see the arm of the Lord revealed. Am I communicating? It is faith that moves the hand of God in your direction. Kaligo barakataya.
Let's read on. Just King James Version. King James Version. Who has believed, trusted in? And he go verse 3. We are in verse 3. He said he was rejected. You need to understand that the cross, was a place of great exchange. Maybe one of these days I will preach a message titled The Great Exchange. On the cross, there was a great exchange. Jesus was made sin with our sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ. He took our sin, he gave us his righteousness. He took our sickness, our pain, our suffering. He gave us healing, he gave us health. There was a great exchange, there was a great transaction. He took our suffering, he gave us his what? His freedom. He took our bondage, our captivity, he gave us liberty, he gave us freedom. He took our pain and gave us his pleasure. Am I communicating? He took our sorrow and gave us his joy. He took our weeping, he gave us his gladness. Aleborasitaya. He took our lamentation, he gave us his what? Exaltation, his happiness. On that cross, there was a great exchange. He took our guilt, he gave us his innocence. He took Ayabala, Tuze Brende Kepalatai. He took your failure and gave you his success. Mandebo Shalabata. He took your nonentityness and gave you his greatness. Mandipora Sapalataya. There was a great exchange. 2,000 years ago, the price was paid. I said the price was paid for your glorious destiny. He took away your debt and gave you his life. He took your debt, he gave you his life. It's too late for Satan to kill you. It's too late, 2,000 years late to be sick. And if you came here sick, you are living here with your healing. I'm only showing you the content of the report. I'm showing you what Jesus, the healing, the blessings, everything he has already procured for you with his blood. By that bloody report, it is illegal to remain sick. If a sickness is illegal in your body, it's contraband item. Poverty is illegal in your life. Every pain, every suffering is illegal. Because Jesus has already paid the price. Oppression is illegal. No devil has the right to oppress or harass you. I prophesy to somebody, your days of financial embarrassment are over. Your days of being harassed. Your days of being harassed and embarrassed by demoniacal forces, those days have ended. In the name of Jesus, no more return. He took your suffering and your shame, and then he gave you his honor. He said, for your shame you shall have double honor. So that you can live a shame-free life, shameless life. He took your reproach, he took your shame, your disgrace, so that you will enjoy his grace. Am I communicating? The cross was a place of great spiritual transaction and exchange. And you need to be acquainted with what happened there. And when you do that, I'm telling you, faith will rise. When you begin to have an understanding of your redemption and the finished work of Christ, I'm telling you, faith will start rising like this. It will begin to rise for you to receive all the blessings and benefits contained in that report. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. He was a man of sorrow. He was popular with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, we esteem him not. Verse 4, he says, surely, not maybe, surely, indeed, or verily, he has borne our griefs
and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. Next verse. But he was wounded. The prophet was looking at Jesus. He was looking at Jesus. He thought that Jesus was suffering as a martyr. He thought that Jesus was suffering as a criminal. But he then realized, no. This man is not suffering for any wrong that he did. He realized, he saw in the spirit, he saw the suffering Messiah, the crucified Christ. Prophet Isaiah realized, oh, Jesus is not suffering for the wrong that he did. He's not suffering as a criminal. Oh, he's not even suffering as a martyr. He's suffering for you and for me. He's suffering as our substitute. He's suffering as our what? Substitute. He took our place in condemnation so that we might take his place in justification. He was condemned so that we might be glorified. He took our place in death and suffering so that we might take his place in honor and glory. No wonder I say we are seated with him in that position of honor at the right hand of God the Father, the highest position in the universe. Am I communicating? I'm showing you the content of this bloody report. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement or punishment for our peace, our shalom, was upon him. And with his stripes, we are what? We are healed. Verse 6. The bloody report. He said, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord Jehovah has laid on him the iniquity of us all. All the sins of the world, present, past, and future, was laid on Jesus as our sin bearer and our sin offering. No wonder the Bible says sin shall not have dominion over you again if you are in Christ. He has solved the sin problem. Jesus has solved the sickness problem. He has already solved the poverty problem. The only one left is the ignorance problem and disobedience problem and not knowing how to receive problem. Am I communicating? You must become a skilled receiver, powered and fueled by understanding. Verse 7. He was oppressed. Can you see? Jesus was oppressed so that you will not be oppressed, so that you will enjoy liberty and freedom. He was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. To tell you the power of the mouth. If Jesus had opened his mouth, that would have been the end, though. You think they will have been able to kill him if he opens his mouth? Even those that came to arrest him. So whom do you seek? He said, Jesus Christ. He said, I am he. When he opened his mouth, all of them went under power. He had to keep quiet for them to arrest him. Because he needed to do that for you. Don't allow any devil to lie to you that you can die like a chicken. Impossible. Not when this mouth is still here. See, in the realm of the spirit, everything is voice activated. That's how it is. Everything is voice activated. Even the people that are into occult and rituals, they will tell you that no matter what their occultic grandmaster, the charm, the rituals they do for them, no matter the sacrifice they offer, the people that are in cult, you will realize that they normally tell them what to say. They activate everything with words. They will tell them incantations. How do they do it? With words. Enchantment. How are they released? With words. How are curses and spells released? With words. Have you seen a native doctor making enchant? Does he do it? Making incantation. Words. So that's why they say a closed mouth equals a closed destiny. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. He opened not his mouth, so that he no go spoil everything. And it's for your sake. He says he was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before a shearer is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Verse 8. He says he was taken from prison and from judgment. Who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. This is the prophet speaking. Not for his own transgression. The transgression of my people was he stricken. Verse 9. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his debts. It's in plural. That debt there in the Hebrew is in plural, because there are two kinds of death Jesus died. He first died spiritually. When he was made sin with our sin nature, he died spiritually, okay? And it was because he died spiritually that he could die physically. Jesus could not die physically until he first died spiritually. Am I communicating? What is spiritual death? Disconnection from God, expulsion of the presence and the life of God. Remember when he shouted, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani? That was when he died spiritually. That was where he was made sin with our nature of sin. The Father is of a purer eyes, and to behold iniquity, the Father left him. That was why he cried. That was spiritual death. Then few hours later, he then died physically. You remember? And guess what? Jesus was the one that commanded his own death. Usually, people that are crucified criminals normally take up to 24, 48 hours for them to die. Some even take a bit longer than 48 hours. Some even up to 48 plus 12 is how many? 48 plus 12. You understand? Some even take up to 60 hours. But did you notice Jesus commanded his own death in record short time on that cross? Did you notice that? He was the first to die of the three people. When did he die? How did he command his own death? He said, number one, it is finished. Number two, he said, Father, into your hands. It's not the it is finished that made him die. It was the second one. Into your hand I commit my spirit. Then he gave up the ghost. The ghost could not live until he gave it. He gave out. Do you understand? Because the job is done. There is no need stay still hanging on the cross. And no wonder when the Roman soldiers came, because the following day is Passover, they don't want them to remain the feast of unleavened bread. So they broke the leg of the first criminal, broke the second one, because those ones were still alive. I told you, crucified people take a while before they die. When they came to Jesus, why did they break their legs? To hasten the death process, to shorten the time. When they came to Jesus, they realized they had died, because he commanded his own death. What a man. Child. Then to confirm that he has really died, they pierced his side, and the Bible says blood and water came out. Blood and water came out. You know, blood and water. To show that he has been bleeding internally. His heart ruptured. Am I communicating? And you know, when a woman, and that was when he gave birth to the church. You know, he said, as soon as Zion travailed, as in the travail of labor pain, she gave birth to her children. That was where Jesus gave birth to the church. You know, when a pregnant woman is about to deliver, what comes out? Blood and water now. Amniotic fluid, is that not water? Where are the medical people? And then blood comes out, ba? So that was where Jesus gave birth to us. Bible says, shall see of the travail of his soul and be pleased. And we are his seed. Am I communicating? As soon as Zion travail, who has heard such a thing? Isaiah 66 verse 8, who has seen such thing? Shall a nation be born in one day? That was where the day the Messiah gave birth to the nation. Ah, yeah. He gave birth to the Zion nation. Shall a nation be born at once? That was where he born the thing, at once. Somebody say at once. As soon as Zion travail, he needed to travail in birth, even die, and then later resurrect. He said he gave birth. Glory to God. Okay, let's finish the report. Are you enjoying this report? Manda Bokosaya. He was taken from the prison and judgment, who shall declare, we have passed here. He said he made his grave with the wicked. Who is the wicked? The thief. He was crucified with. And with the rich. Who is the rich? Joseph of Arimathea. The one that got a new sepulcher and collected the body of Jesus. He was a man of affluence and influence. You understand? And plenty Joseph of Arimathea are arising from here. People that will use their influence to defend and promote the cause of Christ. To defend and promote the cause of the gospel. None of the disciples could meet Pilate and demand for the body of Jesus when they brought it down from the cross, because they didn't have that influence. They didn't have the affluence. They don't have the influence. You understand? The disciples were okay. Let me not go there. The only disciple of Jesus that had enough cash. See, this enter will not only speak in tongues, will speak in cash. I say we will speak in cash. Financial heavyweight arising from the church. So, and you are part of it. I'm talking to some of you. I would love to follow you to dedicate your shipping lines very soon. People that when they speak, president will run helter skelter to carry out their words. Can you imagine? Joseph Arimathea, he came and met Pilate and said, Pilo, say Joe, Alpha, Joe, say. See that Jesus, that body. I need the body. Then Pilate said, Joe, is that all? Jojo, your wish is my command. Oh yeah, centurion this, centurion that. Go and give Jojo the body. That was it all. And then Joseph made a new sepulcher. The one that no man has ever been put inside. A new grave. And then he put the body there. Am I communicating? That's what this scripture is explaining. He made his grave with the wicked, those thieves crucified with me, and then with the rich in his death, both the spiritual and physical death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Verse 10. It says, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He had put him to grief. And when thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. Can you see? Can you see him here as our sin offering? His soul. And you know, the Bible says the life of everything is in the blood. It is the blood that atones for the soul. He poured out his blood. His soul was an offering for sin. He said, he shall see his seed. Can you see that that seed is singular? And he's talking about the church, the body of Christ. He shall prolong his days. How is Jesus prolonging his days today? It's through the church. So we are the ones prolonging his days. Am I communicating? He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. We are unstoppable. Next verse, verse 10, 11. He shall see of the travail of his soul. Whoa! Just like after a woman in labor has gone through all the bed pangs and the labor pain and the rigors of childbirth, and then finally, you see the nurse after cleaning the baby and all of that, dressing up, they will now bring, madam, see what you get. At that point, at the sight of the baby, she will forget all the labor pain. There is this joy. that will swallow up all the pain of the process of the childbirth. He said he shall see the result of the travail of his soul. That is how Jesus looks at the church today. And then he said, oh Father, it was worth all the suffering. It was worth all the vicarious sacrifice, in all that he went through. He said he shall see the You need to know your worth. You are not a nobody. You are not a nonentity. You are not worthless. Jesus is looking at you. If you were the only sinner in the world, he would still have come and died. Jesus did not come and die because we were many. He came and died because you are special. Am I communicating? Is looking at you as the result of his suffering, as the byproduct of the travail of his soul. Is looking at the church today as believers, as the reward of all the sufferings he went through of the cross. He shall see of the travail of his soul and be satisfied. God is well pleased with you. I say God is well. Stop seeking human approval. God has approved you. God is well pleased with you. Don't be a victim of human opinion. Don't be a slave of human opinion. Don't be people approval addicted, because God has approved you. God is well satisfied with you. God is well pleased with you. Can you shout amen? And then he said, by his knowledge, the knowledge of his finished works, the knowledge of everything he has accomplished for us as our substitute, the knowledge of redemption. He said, by his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many. This is why we preach the gospel, that salvation, that righteousness is now available. When you preach the gospel to sinners, you are announcing the content of this bloody report. It's as simple as that. So that they will come to Christ, they will believe. At the moment they believe, you lead them to Christ. So preaching the gospel is an expose of the bloody report. It's an expose of this bloody report. He says, for he shall bear their iniquities. Verse 12. He says, therefore will I divide him a portion with the great. There's this thing my mother of blessed memory used to say. Bayan wahala say daddy. Bayan wahala is in Hausa. Say daddy. That is after suffering, enjoyment. The Bible talks about the sufferings of Christ, Peter, and the glories that should follow. There is a glory, is follow come. The man has suffered, but many Christians are not enjoying the glory that is supposed to follow. Am I communicating? He didn't say the suffering of Christ and the suffering, but as if it's a seasonal movie. And he didn't say the suffering of Christ and another suffering that should follow. He said the glory that should follow. There is a reward. He said, we divide him a portion with the great. We are supposed to be dividing the spoils. Aya. We are supposed to be dividing the spoil. Inside the spoil is healing and health. Inside the spoil is prosperity, success, greatness. Inside the spoil is the good life. No wonder the psalmist said, the boundary lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly, not a badly, a goodly heritage. Sickness is not a goodly heritage. Poverty and suffering and pain is not a goodly heritage. Oppression, bondage is not a goodly. He said, in Christ I have a what? A goodly heritage. A translation said, my life is pleasant, my future is bright because of Jesus. Am I communicating? Kalabashataya. I will divide him a portion with the great. He shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he has poured out his soul unto death. He died that you may live. He died so that you may live. I say Jesus died young at 33 years so that you will live long. No wonder he said, with long life will I satisfy you. He was numbered with the transgressors. He bare the sin of many. He was our sin bearer and made intercession for the. Are you enjoying for the transgressors. Are you enjoying the content of this report? Just a few definitions and then we'll pray. Now go back to verse 1. Isaiah 53 verse 1. Shatabataya. We are looking at the bloody report. The word bloody means covered in blood. The word bloody means contained in blood. It means stained in blood. So we are talking about a blood covered, a blood contained, a blood stained report. When we say a bloody report, we mean smeared in blood. Report smeared in blood. Whose blood? Shout it. Whose blood? The blood of Jesus, the blood of the eternal covenant, the blood of the new covenant. We are talking of a report soaked in blood. Bloody means involving bloodshed. Whose blood was shed? He shed his blood to give you this report. It's a report that involved bloodshed, bloodbath, much wounding. He was wounded for our transgression. It's a report that involved serious injuries. Jesus went through a lot. Even the guy that acted Jesus' film, the popular one, Passion of the Christ. Do you know the guy suffered a lot of pneumonia and some injuries acting that movie? This one is the acted version. Imagine the real one. Am I communicating? Now, he said, who has believed our report? The word believe there is a Hebrew word aman, A-M-A-N. Aman means to trust in something. In other words, who has put his trust in our report? Am I communicating? Before you trust somebody, you need to know the person's character. And the Bible says, God that cannot lie. Human beings can lie. He said, God is not a man that he can lie. So lying is a weakness in human beings, in men. But he says, God that cannot lie. Look at his nature. He is faithful to his word. He cannot lie. He's not a joker. So anything he says, believe it. You better believe it. Am I communicating? Who has trusted in? Who has relied upon our report? Who has clung to the... Don't cling tenaciously to the wrong report. Some people, if they have enough faith in the report of God's word concerning their health, as much as they have in the doctor's report, they will have been healed longest time. Am I communicating? So it means to trust in, to rely upon, to cling to support something, firmness. It means to be faithful. I'm talking of aman. Now go back to King James Version. The word report is from the Hebrew word shemua. Shemua, S-H-E-M-U-A-H. Is the Hebrew word shemua, report. And what does shemua mean? It means something heard, something you hear, okay? Remember, faith cometh by hearing. Romans chapter what? 10:17. And hearing by the word of God. So shemua, this report means something heard. That is an announcement. And that is what God have sent me to do. To announce this bloody report to you. To proclaim it. So that you believe it. And then you will see the power of God advertised in your life. That word report also means glad tidings. It means news. It means tidings. It means rumor. It means doctrine. It means fame. Now, that word report, in summary, is talking of the gospel of Christ. The gospel that we preach. The gospel of what Jesus has already accomplished for us through his sacrifice, his sacrificial death, his shameful suffering, his burial, his resurrection, ascension, and glorification, enthronement. Everything he has already accomplished for us. What we call the finished work of Christ. You know, thank God we have entered Easter period. Now, almost everybody, every church, every preacher, they will start preaching about the finished works of Christ. Then after Easter, they will return to the unfinished works and continue preaching that one. God never designed that it's only during Easter that we should preach the finished works. Am I communicating? Give me Romans chapter 10, verse 13. Romans 10:13. What does it say? It says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Now, that word saved is the Greek word sozo. It's from the Greek word sozo, S-O-Z-Z-O. Okay, sozo means to rescue from danger or destruction. It means to save a suffering one, to save someone suffering from perishing. It means to save someone suffering from disease, someone suffering from sickness, to make well, to heal, to restore to health. So it's not only salvation from sin, it's not only deliverance from sin, it also means deliverance from the consequences of sin. So that word sozo means to deliver from sin and the consequences of sin. And what are the consequences of sin? Poverty, sickness, death, failure, frustration, name them. Am I communicating? So if you call upon the name of the Lord, you will be sozo. It means to keep safe, safety. It means soundness. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Next verse, shall be healed, shall be empowered to prosper. How then shall they call on him whom they have not heard? Whom they have not what? Believed. That's talking of the believing of faith, faith in the gospel. And how shall they believe in whom of which they have not heard? Remember, the report is something heard, right? So they have to hear the report before they can believe in it. And how shall they hear without a preacher? Is it why God sent me your way to preach the report, to announce, proclaim this report of the gospel of Christ? Am I communicating? And he said, when you believe, you will be sozo. You will be healed. You will be prospered. You will be successful. You will be great. You will make progress. You will receive all the blessings and benefits. You will be delivered. Am I communicating? From sin and all the consequences. There has to be a preacher. Next verse. He said, and how shall they preach except they be sent? And yours sincerely is sent to you tonight. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. That's the definition of the word report. Glad tidings of good things. Glad tidings of good things. Next verse. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. So he's waiting for the obedience of faith. For Isaiah said, Lord, who has believed our report? Can you see he quoted what? Isaiah 53 verse 1. Verse 17. I was supposed to say, so then faith cometh by Akoe, and Akoe by the Rema of Theos. Now look up. So faith cometh by hearing. You remember, we said that word report, Shemua in Hebrew, means something heard. So you must hear the report of the gospel of Christ for faith to come to you. Am I communicating? It's not human philosophy or religious ideology that give you faith. No. Faith cometh to you how? When you hear the gospel of Christ. The Bible says Philip went down to the city of Samaria and he preached Christ to them. He was not preaching his experience. He was not preaching human philosophy. It's not psychology that gives faith. Am I communicating? There are churches that you just see the. Let's turn to. Is it on page 5 of Vanguard newspaper today? Talking. You see how this country, the naira exchange rate has dropped. That's not the gospel. That's not the gospel. You are listening to CNN, BBC, and all of that. That's not the gospel. The gospel is the report of what? The finished work of Christ. Praise God. And that's what we give you faith.
That's what will give you faith. When you listen to that report, Rema will come. And when Rema comes, faith comes alive. Can you shout amen? Mandebo so borataya. Go back to that Isaiah 53 verse 1. Who has believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? The arm of God there. Zeruah. Zeruah. The Hebrew word is Zeruah. It means the strength of God. Arm is symbolic of strength. It talks of the might of God. It talks of the power of God. The anointing. Am I communicating? To whom is the power of God? The arm of the Lord. The anointing. The strength of God revealed. That word revealed is the Hebrew word galah, G-A-L-A-H in Hebrew. Galah means uncover. To whom is the arm of the Lord uncovered? That means to be naked. That you want to see the naked power of God. Like they say naked wire. Just the way when you touch naked wire, it means advertise. So you want to see the arm of the Lord advertised. Galah means uncover. It means disclose. It means discover. It means to be naked. It means to lay bare. It means to make known. It means to show, to strip. It's a picture, the way they strip captives. They strip all these captives and slaves. Am I communicating? You want to see the power of God. Stripped, laid bare. That word also means to advertise. Oh, when you believe this bloody report, you will see the power of God advertised in your life, advertised in your family, advertised in your finances, the power of God advertised in your body, in your business, in every area of your life. That word also means to appear. You want to see the power of God appear for you. He said, believe what? The bloody report. Give me verse 4. Jump to verse 4. He says, surely he has borne our grief. Not maybe. Surely, for sure. He said, himself, Matthew 8, 17, don't go there. He said, himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. That was Isaiah 53 verse 4 being quoted there. He said, himself took. Jesus healed so many people. He said that it might be fulfilled. That is this prophetic word. Himself took. What he took, you don't have, you cannot have, and refuse to have. If Satan package sickness, package pain, failure, frustration with DHL and send it to you, look at this report very well. He said himself what? Surely he has borne our grief. And that word grief is the Hebrew word koli. It means sickness. It means disease. It means malady. It means anxiety. So if you are suffering from anxiety disease, Jesus has taken it away. Small thing you are afraid. Panic attack. Your heart start beating. Palpitation. Jesus has taken it away. Himself, he took that sickness. He took your pain. He took sickle cell anemia. He took asthma. Am I communicating? He had borne our grief, our diseases, sicknesses, malady. He carried our sorrows. The Hebrew word sorrow is makob, makoba. It means pain. That word sorrow there means pain. Both physical pain and mental pain. You know, some people are not suffering physical pain. It's mental pain that they are suffering from. And you know, mental pain is worse than physical pain. It's mental pain that can make people stay awake in the night just to worry for hours until their BP will go up. That's why in medicine there is all called psychosomatic illnesses. Illnesses of the mind affecting the body. The Bible says Jesus has taken away your pain. Both physical pain, both mental pain. That issue that is making you to worry at night, that is giving you pain, anything that is making you shed secret tears, I decree it is ending tonight. That word sorrow also means anguish or affliction. Jesus has taken away our anguish. He has taken away our affliction. Can you shout amen? Next verse. He said, but he was wounded for our transgression, he was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement, that word chastisement means punishment.
Sin must be punished, but Jesus has been punished for our sins. The punishment for our peace. That word peace is shalom, shalom in Hebrew. Shalom. What is shalom? Shalom means completeness. It means wholeness. It means wellness. It means welfare. It means soundness. It means perfectness. Shalom means safety. It means health. It means prosperity. So it's a peace of prosperity. So the price for your prosperity has been paid. Jesus was broke on the cross so that you will be rich and wealthy. Part of the things that his blood paid for is for your wealth, your money, his blood money. Lift up your eyes, say, I receive my blood money. I receive my blood bought money, my blood bought prosperity. Yeah, he paid the price. That word shalom also means tranquility, calmness, happiness, friendliness, favor. It also means favor. Jesus has paid the price so that you will enjoy a life of favor. Say with me, I am greatly blessed. I am highly favored. No wonder Ephesians 1:3 says, blessed be God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. He didn't say who is going to bless us, who has blessed us. He has already done it and we are blessed. Am I communicating? The price has been paid. The word of God is a receipt. 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9. No wonder Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Corinth. He says, for we know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, though he was rich. So it's prosperity by grace. And he said, though he was rich, yet for your sake. Let me tell your neighbor, for your sake. Tell yourself, for my sake. He became poor. The rich Jesus Christ that has all the riches in the universe and throughout eternity, he became cross. He became poor. When did he become poor? On the cross. And how long did the poverty last? Only 3 days and three nights. He was made poor with our poverty. For your sake, he became poor. When I saw this scripture and it entered me, I stopped seeing myself as a poor man. Let me tell your neighbor, you are not poor. No. Look at this scripture again. Except you are saying the Bible is lying. You've been believing the report of your bankers. That's why you are thinking you are poor. Believe this one. Let me tell your neighbor, this is the right report. Believe this bloody report. He said, for his sake, Jesus, his sacrifice has paid the price for your poverty. It has brought you out of poverty. He became poor that you, through his poverty, might be made rich. The question is, has he been made poor with your poverty? When? 2,000 years ago. So, why are you saying you are poor? Okay. At the same point, I told you on the cross there was a great exchange. He took your poverty, he gave you his riches. Give me 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. We'll soon pray now. First Peter 2:21. It says, Christ suffered for us, for even whereunto ye are called, because Christ also suffered for us. Remember, he suffered as our substitute, right? Our sin substitute, our sickness substitute, our poverty, our death substitute. He suffered as a condemned criminal, as our substitute, leaving us an example that we should follow in his steps. Now, don't confuse. There is what Christ did for us as our substitute. That is, he suffered for us as our substitute. Then there is what he did as our example. Don't mix the two. The Bible says we should follow in the footstep of his example, not his suffering. Are you getting this point? For instance, Jesus washed the feet of his disciples and then he told them that they should follow that example to illustrate humility. He said the greatest among you should be your servant. The Son of Man did not come to be ministered to, but to minister. These are things he did as our example. Humility. He said, let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. Though he was equal with God, he didn't thought it robbery or a thing to be grasped to be equal with God. But he made himself of no reputation. These are things he did as our example. Not that you should suffer sickness again. The one he has already taken. That one is him as our substitute. You are not to suffer what he has already suffered as our substitute. You are to follow in the footsteps of his example of real Christianity, godly living. Am I communicating? Next verse. He said, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Next verse. He says, who when he was reviled, he reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not. He committed himself to the one that judged righteously. That's to the judge, the heavenly father. Next verse. He said, who his own self, this is where I'm going, watch this, who his own self bear our sins. You see, he was our sin bearer in his own body on the tree. That we, the cross was made from the tree, right? He says that we, being dead to sins, should lift up your hand, say, I'm dead to sin. Sin has no dominion over me. I'm not a slave to sin. I have dominion over sin. In Christ, I'm free from sin forever. I'm dead to sin. I'm dead to lust. He said, being dead to sin should live unto righteousness. Say with me, I live unto righteousness. I'm not a slave of sin. I'm a slave of righteousness. I live right. I do right. We should live unto righteousness. By whose stripes ye were healed. The word were, which tense is it? Please help me, English student. Where? W-E-R-E. That English word is which tense? You know, Isaiah, we saw it. Isaiah said, by his stripe, Isaiah 53 verse 5, we are healed. In past tense. Isaiah was seeing a vision of the suffering Messiah and everything. And he put it in past tense. He says, by his stripes, we are healed. But, you see, he was looking into the future and seeing the event as though it has happened. But Peter was looking back. Peter here was looking back as at the cross. What has already happened 2,000 years ago. He now used a tense, by his stripes. He didn't say we are healed. He said we were healed. In other words, it has already happened. Now, simple English, where, W-E-R-E, what tense is it? Is it present tense? Is it past tense? Which one? All of you failed. It is past participle. You were healed is a past perfect tense. Is a past perfect tense. Your healing is a done deal. Your prosperity is a done. This is the bloody report to, I was sent to expound on and show you clearly, so that nobody will confuse your head. So that by the time you see your account balance, you won't be thinking like mere men. You won't be thinking like people that don't understand the report. It's not the day you see $200 billion that you became a billionaire, that you became rich. No. You became rich on that cross when Jesus took, he says, we know the grace of God. Though he was rich, for your sake, he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might be made rich. 2,000 years ago, you were made rich by his sacrifice on the cross. The money can only come to confirm what has been done. Am I communicating? You are not a failure. I don't care, even if you wrote WAEC 5 times and you failed 10 times, you are not a failure. Jesus took away your failure. The day you start believing this bloody report, your experience will change too. That is how it is. Who has believed our report? To whom is the naked power of God advertised in his life? Am I communicating? Are you learning something? This is one of the best messages I've preached. I'm so excited. See, this thing is the basis for your faith. I'm telling you what I'm teaching you. As simple as this thing sounds, many Christians that have been Christian for donkey years, they don't understand the gospel. They they don't understand the report, this bloody report, and that is why they struggle all their lives. Kalabashataya. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. Mandoboso rabalataya. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is a victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. You now see why the church is called the triumphant church. Verse 5, it says, who is he that overcometh the world, subdues the world, conquers the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Do we have people that believe that Jesus is the Son of God here? That means you are a world overcomer. Verse 6, it says, this is he that came, that's Jesus Christ. He came by water and blood. No wonder when they pierced his side, blood and water came to the earth. So it bore witness that Jesus came. Am I communicating? He said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the spirit is spirit. He says, except a man be born of the water and of the spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Am I communicating? He came by water. And water is also a symbol of the word of God. Water is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. He came by blood. Even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. Two important elements there of the supernatural. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. No wonder Jesus called the Holy Spirit the Spirit of truth. He will only testify to truth, not lies. Verse 7. For there are three that bear record in heaven. Who are they? The Father, one. The Word, that's Jesus. And then the Holy Ghost. I remember there was a time I was one Jehovah Witness person as a student came to preach to us in Village Hostel. You know, they don't believe in Trinity. So we were talking along that line. I opened this verse. I said the person should read this 1 John 5:7. I was surprised that in their own Bible they have removed this one. I had to carry my own Bible. I said, so we have different Bible. So you people have changed your own, no? Because this is a clear picture of the Trinity. He said the Father, the Word, and the what? But I like their tenacity, those people. Have you seen them do it? But they don't give up. They don't give up easily. I just like their tenacity. Even though I don't agree with their message, I like their tenacity. If Christian can preach like that, we'll win too many souls this year of supernatural harvest. He says, and these three are one. So they are not three different personalities. He said they are one. Next verse. He says, and there are three that bear witness in the earth realm. The Spirit, that's the Spirit of truth. The water, and what? The blood. And these three agree in one. This is where I'm going, verse 9. If we receive the witness of men, the Greek word witness there is the word maturia. And maturia means record. Maturia means report. Maturia means evidence given. If we believe the report of men, that word also means testimony. If we believe the testimony of men, he said the testimony of God is greater. If we believe the testimony of doctor report, he said the testimony of God is greater. If we believe the testimony of our financial expert, the testimony of God is greater. If we believe the evidence given by men, he says God's evidence is greater. If we believe the record, the report of men, he says the report and record of God is what? Greater. Manda barata. In Romans 1:16, no wonder Apostle Paul said something very interesting. He said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power. You see, if you understand this report, you cannot be quiet. You cannot but preach. When you receive good news, you announce it everywhere. You will tell your friends. You will tell your workmates. You will tell your classmates. You will tell your family members. You will tell your neighbor. You will spread the good news everywhere of the bloody report of what Jesus has done. Nobody keeps good news to themselves. If you do, you are selfish. Am I communicating? I'm not ashamed. There's nothing to be ashamed of. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is, it is the power of God, the dunamis of God, the power of God unto soteria. Soteria is a noun form of the verb sozo. That word saved. Sozo is verb. Salvation, soteria, is the same word. This is a noun version. Is a power of God unto healing. Is a power of God unto deliverance. Is a power of God unto prosperity, unto health, unto your welfare, unto soundness, unto wholeness. Am I communicating? The gospel. Listen, the solution to all the problem of the world is the gospel of Christ. Period. This bloody report of the gospel is the solution, is the universal panacea to all the problem of mankind. Am I communicating? This is why Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. It's the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, the only condition is belief. Put your faith in the gospel. Rise to your feet. Do you believe the gospel? Do you believe this bloody report of the finished work of Christ? He said, when you do, you will see the power of God. You see, even your prayer life must be sponsored by revelation of this bloody report. There are many Christians that pray in ignorance. There are many Christians that their prayer life is a failure. Why? Because they are ignorant of this bloody report. Am I communicating? It is on the basis of this report that you demand. You demand for all that he has already paid for you to enjoy. Am I communicating? No wonder Matthew 7:7, Jesus says, ask and it shall be given, because it has been paid for. Every time it has been paid for. It has been paid for, Joe. Remember the bloody report. He said, ask. That bloody report covers all that pertain to life and godliness. Shalabakataya. So you become bold in prayer. He said, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, the throne of love gifts. You receive the love gifts of the bloody report. You receive the blessings and benefits of the bloody report of the finished work of Christ. Is it healing you need? Is covered fully by the bloody report. Is it prosperity? Is it money? Is it progress? Is it promotion? Is it miracle job, miracle car, miracle baby? Name it. The bloody report has fully covered it. The blood of Jesus has paid for it fully. Our inheritance is blood bought. You need to understand the gospel. Alabaya. He said, ask and it shall be given. Matthew 7 verse 7. Seek and ye shall find. And then knock, and what? Shall be open unto you. Verse 8. It says, for everyone. Do we have any everyone here? Everyone that asketh, receiveth. We are about to pray now. He said, everyone that asketh. The Father does not say no. He said, he receiveth. All the promises in him are yea and amen. As long as he's in Christ, except he's outside Christ. If you pray according to his will and in the name of Jesus, you ask in faith. He said, the answer is what? Yea and amen. Not yes and no. Am I communicating? Everyone that asketh, receiveth. The word receive is the Greek word lambano. It means to take. It's not a passive thing. No. Receive is not waiting for you to be given something in your open hand. No. Receive is you taking the initiative, collect, take it. Why? Because you know it belongs to you. That's the word receive. It's not passive, it's active. I lambano my healing. I lambano my miracle. I take it. I collect. It connotes some level of violence. Satan is holding some people's progress, holding down your healing, holding your miracle. With this knowledge of the bloody report, you go with red eyes. Take
collect. Right from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent taketh it by force. Ayagabalataya. A share in this kingdom is sought for with the most ardent zeal. Listen, God is not the one holding it back. God is not a withholder. It's demoniacal forces, Satan and his host. All manner of barriers and resistance. That is why you apply violence. It takes spiritual energy. I will soon show you that one. Is everyone that asketh receive it? Let me advise you. Don't live here until you have received your miracle. Don't live here. If you did not come for miracle serving with clear expectation, you are wrong. You still have time. Define, clearly define your expectation. What do you want Jesus to do for you? Be specific. If you came with expectation, clarify it. Let it not be ambiguous. Let it be crystal clear. Jesus saw blind Bartimaeus with blind eyes. Yes, Jesus is saying, after he shouted Jesus to his standstill, Son of David, have mercy upon Jesus. Say, what do you want me to do for you? Can't Jesus see that he is blind? God does not assume your need, so you have to vocalize it in faith. John the Baptist said that I may receive my sight. He didn't say that I may receive admission. He was specific. What do you want? If it means to write them, write them. 1, 2, 3. Be very clear. Everyone that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, the door shall. The doors must open tonight. Closed doors must open for you tonight. Stubborn doors will be broken to pieces tonight. He that seeketh, findeth. I don't know what you seek. You must find it. You must find it. There are graces you must find. Let us come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace. There are graces that will come upon you tonight. James chapter 1 verse 5. James chapter 1 verse 5. He says, if any man lack wisdom, it's a similar principle. If anyone lack healing, if anyone lack success, if anyone lack money, you know, it's a similar principle. If any of you lack wisdom or whatever you need, he said, let him ask of God. Are you ready to ask? That giveth to all men liberally. God is a liberal giver. And upbraideth not. He doesn't find fault. And it shall be given him. God will not say no. Next verse. He said, but let him ask in faith, you see. Because God is a faith God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And you can't receive until you first please him. Let him ask in faith, not in doubt. Let him ask in faith, not in fear. Let him ask in faith, not in unbelief. He says, without nothing. Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. No wavering. No wavering. No doubting, no unbelief. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed to and fro. Verse 7. For let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. You don't receive by wavering. You don't receive by unbelief and doubt. Am I communicating? You receive in this kingdom by faith. Shabbalataya. Romans chapter 8 verse 32. The Bible says, Jesus, he that spared not his son, but delivered him for us all. Do you know? Look up. This scripture dawned on me one day when I meditated on it. If God could not withhold Jesus from us, if he did not spare Jesus, and do you know that is his highest and best offer? That is the greatest thing God can ever give us. He gave us his highest, his greatest. That's Jesus. The greatest thing God can ever give us, he has already given us, Jesus. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Every other thing you are asking him for is less than this one. So if he has already given you the greatest, How have you allowed Satan deceive you to make you think he will not give you the lesser? Which one is greater? Which one is lesser? All the other things you're asking for is the lesser. He has already released the greatest. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Kata barakataya. Does this include your miracle? God is not a withholder. He is a giver. God is love and love gives. God is not wicked. The Bible says every good and every perfect gift, James 1:17, cometh from above. God is not the author of sickness. He's not the one that gives people sickness, pain, suffering, poverty. Mm-mm. These are the works of the devil. But for this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of darkness. Every good gift, healing is good gift, prosperity is good gift, success, greatness, whatever you desire. He says every good gift, every perfect gift is from above, from the Father of light. He that spared not his son, but delivered him us for us all, how shall he not also with him freely give us all things? With this understanding, are you ready to ask now so that you will receive, so that your joy will be full? It says, everyone, not some, that asketh receiveth, he that seeketh findeth, he that knocketh, the door is open to him. Now lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. I don't know what you came here believing God for. It is fully covered by the bloody report. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice.
I'll call you when I'm ready.
Mande pele kufra palata. Lift up your voice. Iladaba kusha la brakata. Are you praying or you are whispering? It says, he that asketh, everyone that asketh receiveth. He that seeketh findeth. He that knocketh, to him the door is open. Alaba koso peke teke brakata. Ele burasa palakata kaprande gebusa. Imbrakata sopreketeke brakatae. Kombara sopraka lagada. Ask God for a miracle. Ask God for your own miracle. There are prophetic packages and portions for you with your name tag on it. The bloody report covers it all. Covers it all. The bloody report covers all things that pertain to life and godliness. Lift up your voice and receive your blood-bought inheritance. Your blood-bought inheritance. He said, who has believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? To whom is the arm of the Lord? The power of God advertised. In the name of Jesus. Give me Ephesians 3 verse 20. Ephesians 3 verse 20. Kabura sabalatia. He said, now unto him that is able. Somebody say able. God is able. God is willing. I say God is able. God is willing. God is able. He is willing. He is ready. He said, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundant above all that we can ever ask or think, according to the dunamis power that worketh. The Greek word is energio. It's talking of operative power, according to the power that operates in us, according to active power, kinetic power, not potential power. He's talking of functional power. And James 5:16 shows us how to make that power available. James 5:16 being amplified. For the earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man. This is how to make that power operational. This is how to make that power active, functional, active. This is how to make it available, dynamic in its working. It is this power that will make you to experience vitally all that Jesus has accomplished legally. Am I communicating? Romans 8:11, he said, but if the spirit of he that raised Jesus from the dead shall dwell in you, he that raised Christ from the dead shall also quicken, shall also vitalize, shall give life to your mortal body, to your dead doomed body, by his spirit, that same spirit that dwelleth in you. He is the spirit of life. He will give life to every cell, every dead tissue, every dead organ, every failing heart, every failing kidney, every failing liver, every failing organ in your body, failing eyes, failing ears. The Holy Ghost will give life. He will infuse life. He is the spirit of life. He saying the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. If God can raise the dead, he can heal the living. He can deliver the oppressed. If God can raise the dead, he can deliver the oppressed. He can heal the living. And he said, if that same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, what can be worse than death? That resurrection power is finding expression in your body. That resurrection power is bringing to pass your expectation. That resurrection power, you are encountering it here and now. And is putting the desires of your heart into your hands. Lift up your voice and make power available. Make power available through earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer. Manda barada gabagada. Isaiah 54, God gave, you see, God is visiting widows tonight. When I was preparing to come, the Lord started talking to me about some widows. If you are a widow here, I'm going to pray for you. And he gave me a word for them. Isaiah 54, jump to verse 5. Verse 5. There is a word for widows. Verse 4. Manta kelo vratia. He said, fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed. He said, neither be thou confounded, but thou shalt not be put to shame. He said, for thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore. He is rolling away the reproach of widowhood. Verse 5. This is the word. He said, for thy maker is thy husband, and the Lord of hosts is his name. And you know, husbands are the providers in the family. So if your maker, Jehovah, is your husband, he will meet all your need. His name is called Jehovah Jireh. This is a word for widows. He says the Lord of hosts, his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall he be called. Now give me Isaiah 61 verse 7. Isaiah 61 verse 7. He said, for your shame ye shall have top. Somebody say top. I prophesy to every widow represented here. Ilose vila pataya. No more reproach, no more shame. He says, the shame, the reproach of your widowhood is rolled away. He said, for your shame, receive double honor. He said, for your confusion, you shall rejoice in your portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess the double. Somebody say double. And then the everlasting joy shall be unto them. I prophesy to every widow represented here, your days of shame, your days of reproach, they are over forever. I decree and declare, Mandi Porazida Kabrande Kepa, that no more weeping, no more mourning, no more sorrow, no more pain. Instead of weeping, you will have joy. The voice of lamentation and weeping is replaced by the voice of triumph, the voice of gladness, the voice of thanksgiving. In the name of Jesus. Manda barakataya. That is a word for widows. Mante polegi brakataya. You ancient Zion's King. Masquerade in your dream. You, this kind of cobwebs, even when you, whether in your dream or not, even in your dream, cobwebs, and then masquerade, you encounter masquerade chasing you. If you belong to any of this category, come to my right. The other category I've seen the Lord touching right now, people with heart disease. Just come to my left. Those with cobwebs and masquerade issue, come to my right. And those with heart condition, heart disease, BP problem, cardiovascular illnesses, come to my left. Cobwebs, masquerade, come to my right.
your spirit, you encounter masquerade. Let's go to the right. Affliction, in the name of Jesus, let her go out, out, out. Tonight is your night of liberty. I set you free, Jesus. You are free, you are free. Lift up your hands. What's the issue? In the name of Jesus, every demonic cobwebs, in the name of Jesus, it leaves your life now. Out! Out! A new beginning. I declare freedom. You are free. You are free. Of oppression, long standing, age long issue dissolved by the power of God. I don't care how long the problem has been, chains breaking, burdens lifted. The Bible says it shall come to pass in that day, its burden shall be lifted from off thy shoulder, and the yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed by reason of the anointing. I'm seeing chains and yoke around people's neck, around people's shoulder, around their waist. Arayalabatika prakata. It is broken tonight. I say it is breaking tonight. Your liberty has come. Mandegebalataya. I command chains. Be broken now. Be broken now. Be broken now. Atamaleko prakataya. Irandegebakosa palate. Receive your liberty. Receive your liberty. Receive your liberty. There is a family I'm seeing. The person is represented here. I'm seeing the power of God rest upon the person. And as the power of God come upon you, the Lord say is the deliverance of your family. That power will surge from you to your family. Help that person. Take it now. Take it now. Bring that person for me. Shata balataya. Rendo boko sata. Igale boko sepeletia. Zapateke prekete. Families have been delivered. I say families have been delivered. Tonight, your family is free. Shetekete. Let every chain break. Whatever my father has not planted in your body, whatever my father has not planted in your blood, whatever my father has not planted in your life, the Lord is uprooting it by fire. I say the Lord is uprooting it by fire. There is somebody that you have been a
afflicted with a crawling object in your body. Crawling object. You've had that moving sensation of objects. Sometimes in your stomach, sometimes in your abdomen. The thing just keep moving. Who is that person? The power of God is setting you free right now. Moving object. Who is that person? Who is that person? Who is that person? Moving objects. Ushers, help me look for the person. Is anybody raising up their hand? Who is that person? Whether Ashila Bataya. Bring that person for me. Bring that person. Bring that person. Whatever, please help them. Don't be a spectator here. The angels are touching people. I bring you deliverance by fire. Deliverance by fire. Deliverance by fire. Whatever my father has not planted, Jelekido Kapalatai. Let it be flushed out of your body. Let it be flushed out now. Let it be flushed out now. Demonic object, my God. Shatakatakada. Can you see this? Thou devil of darkness, out, out, out of your bodies now. Parasopopopaya. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet.
Alive, alive. Move it. Move these chairs back.
You are free. You are free. Whatever my father has not planted in this body, let it be flushed out by fire. Let it be flushed out by fire. Whatever evil, demonic deposits in this body, let it be flushed out by fire. I command it to be vomited.
Leave it.
Mandeke barakataya. Receive your deliverance. I bring you deliverance. I bring you freedom. There are two people I'm seeing that the rod of power and scepter of authority is resting upon your hand. And a new dimension of the anointing, a new dimension of authority. As I speak right now, let the rod of power and scepter of authority, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, look at them. Let it come upon them. The rod of power. Kataketo Kabalatai. Bring that forward. Don't be a spectator. Shaliko Balatai. The rod of power. Scepter of authority. Shalemele Gondo Breketia. Kanda Balakoso Frapalatai. Lift up your hands towards heaven. Shalabatea. Who is Kayode? Kayode, Kayode. I'm hearing a name in my spirit. Who is Kayode? Who is Kayode? Kayode, Kayode. I'm hearing Kayode. Who is that? Shamale Tobaya. Who is Kayode? Whether following online or anyone related, do you have any relative family member with that name Kayode? Let me see your hand. Anybody like that? You have a family member relative that is Kayode? Or maybe the person is following online. Who has a family member with that name Kayode? The Lord, come, 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 come. Whether member of a family or any someone following online, the hand of the Lord is resting upon Kayode. Come and stand here. Who is Kayode to you, ma? Is your cousin. Shale Bokosa. Have you been praying for him, ne? Have you been praying for him? What do you want God to do for Kayode? What have you been praying for him for? Yes. The hand of the Lord is resting upon Kayode. Lift up your hand as I pray for you, wherever Kayode is. And I use this as a point of contact, those following online. Father, he said the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. The power of the highest shall overshadow you. In the name of Jesus, take! Talabaseto Balataya.
And that power is resting upon Kayode wherever he is. Every chain holding Kayode bound, every addiction, every sinful bondage is broken off his life. Kayode shall serve the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I proclaim liberty for Kayode. In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands. I'm seeing so many healings taking place. If you came here with a pain around your shoulder, your neck, you came here with back pain or pain around your joint, arthritis, pain around your hip, pain around your leg, can you come forward? The power of the Lord is touching you right now. I see the Lord touch those categories of people. Mandi bora si velida haya. Embrekete. Jeletia. La patiza. Where is the pain? Kaledo, that pain is leaving you now. Where is your own pain? That pain is leaving you now. Katoborata. Pain around the neck and the shoulder. Pain around knee, your hip, your back. Any form of back pain, low back pain, pain around the joint, in your legs. That pain is leaving you now. Come this way. Imbresco tekida. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Please get another mic. Pastor, get another mic. Yes, where is the pain? That pain is leaving you now. I want to be taking instant testimony. Madam, where is the pain? You're where? Okay. Put your hand there. Lido bo shalataya. Father, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over the spirit of infirmity. By the stripes of Jesus, I declare you healed. I command the pain, go! Be healed right now. Jesus! You are free. I say you are free. I say you are free. I say you are free. Let the power of God go through your back. Totally set you free. Begin to do what you could not do before. Yes, Ben, don't be afraid. Do every, come. Everything you could not do before. Come. Do everything you could not do before. Everything, the pain is gone totally. By the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. Can you see this? Yes. Pastor, come. Be with the mic. Yes. Yes, tell us about this pain. How long has it been? I need functional mic, please. Give him functional mic. Yes. How has the pain been?
The pain is always this holding me this time.
For how long?
Yes, last year.
Last year.
Hospital, yes.
Yes.
And the doctor tell me that I should reduce my waist. It's a sign of rheumatism.
Rheumatism.
Yes.
So what has happened now?
No, I'm not feeling anything now.
My God, can you rejoice? Can you celebrate? Do what you could not do before, right now. Do everything. Can you rejoice? Can you celebrate Jesus? Come on, give the Lord a shout of praise. It is permanent in Jesus' name. Celebrate Jesus. Where is the problem? You are feeling pain there. Where else again? That pain is leaving now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command the pain. Go! Out! Jesus! Power! Yes. You are free. The pain is gone. Move the leg like this. Do like this. The pain is gone. Eh? Do what you could not do before with the leg. Come. The pain is gone. Gone and gone forever. Move. Go that side. Do this thing. Do like this. Yes. Pastor, come and help me assess this. Tell us how you are feeling now.
I'm feeling very fine, sir.
And what about the pain?
It's better. I'm not feeling pain anymore.
You are not feeling pain anymore?
Yes, sir.
How long has the pain been?
For a week now.
For 1 week. Father, it is permanent in Jesus' name. Come on, rejoice.
Rejoice. Yes.
Well, in the name of Jesus, that anti-marital spell, Shekelo Sevido Katia, every force, every power that is breaking all your profitable relationships, ensuring that you don't get married, in the name of Jesus, I command that yoke to be broken now. I release you into your marital destiny. I decree and declare, you will be gloriously married. In the name of Jesus, every garment of dishonor that is making you not to find the appointed one for you, or that is making you not to be found by your appointed one, I command that garment of dishonor, let it be roasted by fire. Receive favor to be happily married. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands. I pray for anyone whose prayer life or spiritual life is down. I release upon you a fresh hunger. A fresh hunger for God. A fresh zeal. A fresh passion. I say a fresh hunger, a fresh zeal, a fresh passion for God and the things of God. In the name of Jesus, you begin to burn for God like never before. Manda baladaya, rondiko sevile kila brakatia, manda balato sefreteletia. Lift up your hands. The Lord says he's going to advertise his goodness and grace in your life this month. Some of you, God will give you a major miracle that will make you the talk of the town. That will make you a reference point of God's goodness. God will advertise his goodness in your life and in your family. Your testimony will shock people. Your testimony will shock the world. In the name of Jesus. Just lift up your hands and bless him. Go ahead and bless him. Liberoso Freteya. Can you go ahead and bless him? Go ahead and bless the name of the Lord. Go ahead and bless him. What a mighty release. Mighty miracles. Now, listen. If you know God has touched you, God has healed you, you are yet to testify and share your testimony of miracle healing or encounter, or maybe you were delivered, or maybe in the course of the service, God opened your eyes, God showed you things, you had an encounter, you were delivered, whatever it is, meet Pastor Nenkup or meet Pastor Shikrotnen. Just meet them behind. Let's take your testimony. Am I delegating? While I pray for the tithe and the offering, let's take your testimony. Now the rest of you, stand. All eyes closed, all heads bow. Don't leave without sharing your miracle. Either you notice change, the sickness, the symptom are gone totally, or they are beginning to leave. Make sure you testify so that God will establish and make it permanent. Please meet Pastor Nenko Bia. We'd like to take a few testimonies. Now lift up your hands. Can we all rise to our feet, please? Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Now all eyes closed, all heads bow. Please, I want it done behind. Pastor Nenko, please, behind at the back. Everybody that wants to meet him for testimony, just meet him behind. Hallelujah. Now, all eyes closed, all heads bow. If you know you are in this place, you know your ways are not right with God. You know that if Jesus should come now, you are not sure of going with him. Or maybe you are born again, but you backslid and went back to the world. You want to come back to Jesus. You want to surrender your life to him in this auditorium or following online. I want you to lift up your right hands wherever you are. Lift up your right hand wherever you are. Lift up your right hand wherever you are. Don't be waiting to see who will be first. Be the first. If Jesus is speaking to your heart, I want you to lift up your right hand right now. Is there anybody like that? You want to accept Jesus. You want to come to Him. You want to make Him your Lord and Savior. Lift up your right hand wherever you are. Don't listen to any voice telling you not to do that. That's the voice of the devil. God bless you, my sister. God bless you. Lift up your right. What, if you are lifting up your hand, just come forward. Come to Jesus. It's a new beginning for you. Come to Jesus. Oh, yes. Come and surrender to Him. Come and surrender to Jesus. Come and receive a new beginning. Receive a new beginning from Jesus. Lift up your right hand wherever you are and come forward. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. There is still one person I'm waiting for. As I'm talking, you are struggling. The Lord is telling you to come out. Your mind is telling you not to come out. Then don't listen to your mind. Rush and come and meet them. Yes, come and surrender to Jesus. Who is that person? I'm waiting for one more person. One more person. One more person. One more person. Come and have a brand new beginning with Jesus. Come and surrender to Him right now. I'm still waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come and surrender to Him right now. Right now. Right now. Now, those of you in front and those following online, I want you to say with me, mean this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you. I believe you died for my sins. On the third day, you were raised back to life. I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Come on, celebrate Jesus. Father, I pray for this one. I decree the yoke of sin and Satan is broken off their life. I declare a new beginning. Receive grace to serve God acceptably with godly reference. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Now, just follow Pastor Marfeng to my left, and then they will sort you out. Now, quickly, can you...
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Luca Satlong King or to partner with us, please visit www.agmionline.com. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 006-530-2610 or 0703-699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.